Bendigo were all set to open the season for Melbourne United, but things are on the move. Larry Kesselman, the NBL Executive Director and owner, joins us on this Wednesday morning. Larry, good morning to you, and thanks for your time.
Good morning.
Tell us about the shift that's taking to open the NBL season this year.
Well, I think like everyone around the world, we've had to adjust and be flexible with our thinking as to how we get our season away and running. And our number one goal is to make sure we get as many fans to our games in front of sort of the biggest crowds possibly. And that's been the movement we've made with the schedule. Adjusting it to the new border restrictions is actually not so much about the country Victoria, it's about everywhere else. What are the borders restrictions and movements, and what do we need to do? We actually had no issue with safety of playing in Bendigo. It was actually more a matter of getting all the movements of the teams done all around the country.
So those games in Bendigo, that opener for Melbourne United, will that still be played at a later time?
Yeah, it will be. We're looking at all of our schedules, and we're absolutely committed to country Victoria, and we're going to play there. We're just working through our scheduling and exactly when that's going to happen. We're still committed to try to make that happen before the hub in Melbourne.
Fantastic.
Larry, how are those teams in New South Wales and how are you factoring them into the revised schedule?
Well, that's what this year is all going to be like. And we'll have to look at what the restrictions are from movement point of view and adjust. So we've done that in the schedule, and there's no home games currently scheduled for the two New South Wales teams, and we've got them on the road travelling. And it's a challenge. It's an absolute challenge this year, and I think it's going to be that type of a year. But I'm very proud of our teams, both on the court, off the court, how we've gone about it. So I've right now got two teams located in Tasmania. I've got two teams in Albury, and I've got a team in Cairns and Melbourne United. So we are just adjusting to what needs to be done and moving pieces around to make sure we get a great season away.
Most people would have a massive calendar in their office. Have you got a massive map of Australia at the moment, just keeping tabs on where everyone is?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot even tell you what our office looks like because of the work that has had to go into. And the upsetting part is it's like playing a bit of a game of chess where overnight everyone reshuffles the board and you start all over again. And, you know, our office has been just working 24/7 to get the right outcome because we realise we're not in control of this thing. So for us, it's a matter of making the best of what we've got every day.
How important are the fans at games? Because I know it is pretty much the best fan experience you can get. An NBL game, I've been to plenty here in Melbourne, been lucky enough to not live too far. And as a fan and for families, it is the A1 experience. How important is that? I mean, would you even consider having games without fans or not at all?
That is our absolute last resort. And if you have a look at the schedule, that is something that we almost, number one, take into consideration. Our game with our fans is not something that we want to see. We love the basketball game, but, you know, when you switch on the NBA, it is what they had to do to play without fans, but it's just not the same, you know, with a fake crowd noise and so on. You make do, but it's just not the same. So for us, we're doing everything we can to get as many fans in front of our players and to watch the game. So if you look at what the schedule looks like, it is heavily weighted towards teams that can have crowds and how do we get them to play as many games as we can at home. We're committed to make sure we at least get 14 home games away if we can, subject to COVID restrictions. So everything around that schedule is all about just getting the teams in a place where we can for them to play in front of fans at home.
How are you finding working with all the clubs? That has its own logistic challenge as well, that not only you overseeing the whole competition, but then filtering that information down to clubs. They need to pivot pretty quickly as well.
Yeah, so look, they've been amazing. I can't complain at all about the clubs. They just take on board what needs to be done. They're on standby to be moved. Everyone just realises what the season's going to be like, both the players, you know, the front office at each of the club, they've worked as a team together with my team, and no, so far so great. No complaints at all on our part. We're trying our best to look after the players, but you also got to remember some of these teams may be on the road for a month or even month and a half away from their families. Some family members may travel with a group, but the majority of your family and friends are left behind. So a lot of other sports have been through it already, through the worst of the pandemic, but I think that's the human factor that's forgotten, and they're absolute troopers, and just doing what needs to be done. They're professional, and they're doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The good news today, only one case in Victoria locally acquired as well, which is fantastic. Hopefully we're getting on top of it as soon as possible and we can get some NBL back here and in Melbourne and also in Bendigo as well. Thanks so much for your time, as always, on RSN 927. Larry, very much appreciated.
Pleasure.